on a great believer. Yeah, a great, big, great, big, great believer. He had a big blue eyes like
grizzly bear.
He had a great long hair like
grizzly bear.
He had a great long tushies like
grizzly bear.
Jack of Diamond was nothing but a
grizzly bear.
He was a great big, great big
grizzly bear.
He come a walking and a talking like
grizzly bear.
He come a squabbling and a wobbling like
grizzly bear.
He had a great long claws like
grizzly bear.
Scared of that
grizzly bear.
I never was scared of that
grizzly bear.
My mama wasn't scared of that
grizzly bear.
I saw my papa went a hunting that
grizzly bear.
And he caught that grizzly
bear.
And he cut that grizzly
bear.
And he stomped that grizzly
bear.
And he killed that grizzly
bear.
Yeah.
to the city to seek employment. And he promised his dear mother he would lead a simple life. Mom went through the fatal curse of drink. But he came to the city and he took employment in a quarry. And while there he made the acquaintance of some college men. He little knew that they were deans, for they wore the best of clothes. Ah, but clothes do not always make the gentleman. One night he went out with his newfound friends to dine, and they tried to persuade him to take a drink. And they tempted him, and they tempted him, and he refused it, and he refused it. And then, finally, he took a glass of beer. When he'd seen what he had done, he dashed the liquor to the floor, and he staggered out the door with delirium tremens, tremens. While in the grip of liquor, he met a Salvation Army lassie, and cruelly broke a tambourine. All she said was, "Heaven bless you," and laid a mark upon his brow with a kick that she had learned from before she was saved. So, kind friends, take my advice and shun the fatal curse of drink. And what? Don't go round breaking people's tambourines.
It was on one Sunday morn. Of course, it was against his religion, but he took his gun home. He shot himself smart on quail in one little measly hair. And on his way returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear. Well, the bear sat down in the middle of the road, just as mean as he could be. And the preacher commenced to shaking, and he climbed up a cinnamon tree. And the bear stood up, and he rolled his eyes, and he shook his ugly head. And the preacher looked up to the skies, and these are the words he said. And these are the words he said. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, you delivered Daddy from the lion's den. I delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale. And then the Hebrew jumped from the fiery furnace, and the good book did declare, well, Lord, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sakes, don't you help that bear. Well, Lord, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sakes, don't you help that bear. Well, the bear commenced to climb the tree, and that made the preacher sore. The preacher climbed still higher till he couldn't climb no more. Well, just about then this limb give away, and they both come a-tumbling down. And when that preacher began to pray, you could hear him 4 miles all around. Help that bear. Well, Lord, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sakes, don't you help that bear. Well, they fought all the way down to the river, and it was a terrible fight. That bear was really laying it on, but the preacher, well, he was doing all right. He dragged that beast right down in the water. It was 3 times in and out. Then the bear got up, and he limped away. And the preacher, he began to shout, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, deliver Daniel from the lion's den. Deliver Jonah from the belly of the whale. Amen. Now, Lord, it may not seem like much from where you sit up there, but the hardest job I ever done was baptizing that bear. Now, the hardest job I ever done was baptizing that bear.